Welcome to the Real Estate Trainer Podcast with your host, Brian Eisenhower. This podcast is brought to you by Eisenhower Coaching and Consulting. ICC provides customized and structured coaching and training programs for real estate agents and team leaders, representing many of the top producing agents in North America. ICC also offers broker and owner consulting on agents recruiting, training, and retention. For more info, visit EisenhowerCoaching.com or find us on Facebook.
Heather, you're great at this. That's where good social media marketers make a living. And what's funny is they don't just do it by posting. They do it by listening and reacting. And Heather, I've seen you do this. You're good at this.
Thank you.
You spread a lot of love, right?
Yeah.
And it's not so much what you post, because when you do post, you typically post about you personally, right? It might be you at work. That's fine. You know what I'm saying? But it's you. It's you being vulnerable with, here's who I am, here's what I do, here are my friends. That's cool. But what, and everybody sees that when people do that. And that's good stuff. So I always say when you post, we always want to post with a 4-to-1 ratio. And there's a lot of different ratios out there. So, and I don't really care. I'm not saying one's right or wrong. I just, 4-to-1 seems manageable to me. And that means for every 4 personal posts, you do a business post. And if you can weave them together, better yet, Yahtzee, you know, we'll count that. In other words, because you're going to see what happens is you're going to post like, here's my baby, boom, 400 likes. Here's my wife, boom, 300 likes. You know, here's me making a fool of myself, 250 likes. Here's my open house, you know, 2 likes. And unfortunately, Facebook looks at that and decides whether you're popular or not. Because Facebook, I mean, we can have up to 5,000 friends now. So you can't see all your friends' posts, and they can't, you know, they can't see all of their friends. So Facebook is now deciding which posts of your friends it should show you. And it's trying to determine which ones you want to see. It's got good interest. You know, it's trying to do a good job, but it can't show you all of them. Now on Instagram, it does. It shows you all of them. Like, any, you know, you just scroll through. Instagram has no algorithm. So it just, if it's one of the people you follow, it's just going to show it. And that's a neat thing about Instagram, if it keeps doing that. I don't think it will for long. Once people get more and more followers like Facebook, it'll have to start determining which one, I would assume. But on Facebook, which is where there's a lot more people still and a lot of older people, which tend to live in more expensive houses that have a lot more money than the Instagram or millennials, we want to be on Instagram, on Facebook still, okay? Like I said, I don't have a favorite. I'd be on none of them if it wasn't for business. I'll be the first to tell you. But we're there for a purpose. And if your purpose is to get more business, you need to generate a lot of positive responses from your posts. Because if you don't, Facebook is going to, like, if you put open house out there and only 2 people like it, but 500 people saw it, Facebook's going to say, you know what? Those 500 people, at least 498 of them, don't like what Brian's putting out there. So we're going to stop showing Brian's posts to them. And there goes my reach.
Yeah.
There goes my influence. So the next post I do, which might be a big luxury house, no one's going to see it. So unfortunately, what we're required to do is our worst nightmare. Make sure everybody likes our posts. So we got to put stuff out there. It's like we get a report card every time we post. So if you post something out there and only 5 people like it, it's like, ah, no, don't do it again. You learn from that, because that just ruined your Facebook street cred. And the next post you do, no one's really going to see.
Yeah.
So you got it. That's why you have babies. It's the reason people have babies in North America. It's to put them on freaking Facebook so you get hundreds of likes so that people see your new listing. So have babies, tons of them, and then put them and then glorify them on Facebook, because that gets all kinds of attention. And that's unfortunately what we're, I mean, I'm joking, obviously, but that's like where we need to go with our thought is we get a report card. However many people like, heart, comment is showing us that we're having a good impact. This is not about actual feelings, although it is. People do get emotionally tied, which I'm going to get to in a minute. But this has to do with the algorithm, because if a lot of people always like your posts, you're going to see people will keep, like, you get momentum build up, and every post you do gets hundreds of likes because so many people are liking your stuff. What do they like? They like you. They like you. They don't. This is not like traditional marketing. So if you think you're good at marketing 10 years ago, oh boy. I would rather undo that, because this is not a place to be putting ads out on your personal page. You know, this is not a magazine.
I was going to say, there's something very reciprocal too, because as much as I want to just like you just put something out there and then walk away and be done with social media for a week and not have to, you know, open myself up or put things out there, that's not really how it works. I have to now go in and interact with you and with clients. Yes. You know, I have to be just as giving as I am receiving the love on Facebook.
And this is where you're good, Heather. This is what I was talking about. I was actually foreshadowing to this moment. So perfect segue.
Thank you.
Because that is where I see you doing it. And I see you do it on my posts and other posts too. And I know what you're up to, and I love it. I love it. Like,
well, I actually do like you. So
I know. I do. And I believe you. You're valid too. I mean, I think you walk the walk and talk the talk. Don't get me wrong. But what that means is it's not just about what you say. And that's what a post is. That's what you're saying. It's like, hey, here's me. And we don't even need a lot of that. In fact, if you don't want to do that, you don't need to. Like, you don't need to post anything, to be perfectly honest with you. A lot of the best social media marketers out there don't say anything. They're pretty much, you know, they've got a page up there and you can see them, but they're not talking a lot. It might just be like some post like once a month. Like, it's a photo of your family at Father's Day, and then Mother's Day, then Father's Day, then 4th of July, like just random generic, a Christmas card for every holiday. That's totally cool. I mean, I think you can get more out of Facebook if you post a little bit more than that, but you don't need to, because where the real money's at, even more than your business page, even more than what you say, it's how you listen. And this is where Heather's good, because we call it do the 10-10-5 every day, okay? And you gotta be careful. So we actually ask all of our clients and the agents in their organizations, if they're a team or a brokerage, to actually go into Facebook, not avoid it, for 15 minutes a day and get in and out like a ninja. And that's the hard part, getting out, because man, you can get sucked in. We also say you gotta get out. So we try to time block it, because you can be in there all day getting lost in non-productive stuff, right? So we wanna get in there and be productive and get out. And we say do the 10-10-5. And what that means is we're scrolling through our timeline and we are liking or a hearting, emojiing 10 posts, okay? Every single day to spread the love. And then we're going to comment on 10 posts. And those aren't big comments. Those are two words max, always an exclamation point or a happy face. And it's like, great pick, nice job, so cute, that's awesome, congrats. Just spreading positivity. Now, if you wanna do more than that, go for it. I'm trying to make it really easy for you in case this is appalling to you. Because there's a lot of people that cannot stand interacting with people on social media. So I'm going to try to make it as systematic as possible. Now, Heather is going to go like 5 or 6 lines, and she might even have like the celebration confetti and like a glass of champagne and 2 hearts. That's cool. You can go over the top with it. And that's just going to make people feel better, right? So that's your 10 and your 10, 10 likes or emojis, 10 comments, all positive, all neutral, no freaking politics or religion, no freaking politics or religion.
Never.
Okay. Not on Facebook.
Never.
So don't get all crazy about conspiracy theories. I don't care if you're pro Trump. I don't care if you're pro Democrat. Keep it off freaking Facebook. Don't be crazy. Seriously, half the population disagrees with you. Do you want to take your target market and cut it in half because you have wacky opinions and you need to vent in the public arena? No, no, no. We do not do that. Okay. Like, seriously. Now, again, if you want to use Facebook as your personal thing and let it wreck your business, I'm not telling you you can't do that. I am not stomping on your rights or anything. You can go crazy. I'm a consultant telling you if you want more business, don't do that stuff. That's crazy. The biggest landslide in political presidential elections was, I think, Reagan with like 55%, which means 45% hated the guy. And that's a landslide. So understand, half the population disagrees with you. So don't start alienating them. I don't care where you stand. True. Like, that's nuts. And same with religion. Don't start like weeding out different religions. Be religious, all that stuff. And you can be, I guess it's okay to be okay with your religion, but don't do it to an extent where you make people from other religions feel uncomfortable. Or guess what? You're just narrowing your target market to a smaller group of people that you can represent, which means less business for you. So be real careful. 10 comments, 10 likes. I digress there. That's one that irritates me. And there's been a lot of it lately. I think I vented for the entire U.S. population there. So,
but I think I will just second what you're saying. I think everybody needs to hear that. Politics, religion are deathly to your online marketing.
It certainly is.
Because you can't please everybody. You can't please everybody already. Oh, yeah. You certainly cannot.
How many of you have not been disappointed in someone you know by what they put on Facebook lately? I mean, it's disappointing. Like, you're like, oh man, like really? What was going on right before you hit enter? Like, you know, like a lot of that right now. It's just it's like, yeah, you're digging a hole. So anyway, and then we're going to do, so it's 10, 10, 5, 10 likes, 10 comments. And then the five is the hardest part, right? That's why there's only five of them. You're either going to share someone else's post or send them a personal direct message. Imagine what this does for 15 minutes. You're trying to go fast. Like, heart, heart. Wow, cute pic, congrats. Like, heart, heart. Awesome job. So great. Like, share someone's post. Share someone's post. Hey, haven't so great to see this. I can't believe how long it's been. Personal message. You're in and out fast, making contacts everywhere. Every one of those things makes people feel awesome. All you're doing, if like from a universe perspective, is just spreading pixie dust of happiness out there for 15 minutes a day. Think about the feeling. When you talk about all the things we need to do to stay in front of our SOI, right? Like we send them emails, we send them mailers, we call them on the phone, you know. Now think of the feeling you get when you get one of those things versus the feeling you get when someone likes your post. When someone likes your post, that's like, I like you. Like you're part of my tribe. Thank you. You're publicly supporting me to the world. That is powerful. It is very hard to do a touch on your sphere of influence than other than that. Does that make sense? Like it is very, very hard. Like to get that, invoke that type of reaction. Like, have you ever had Heather, a realtor, share one of your posts?
Yeah.
How does that make you feel about that realtor?
Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, I love that realtor, right? Or if for those of you that are realtors, have you ever had someone other than your mother or your father share one of your posts? And you're like, whoa. So now imagine if you shared some other small business owner's post as one of those five. Like you're just like, all of a sudden it's like, wow, you're like one of my biggest fans instantaneously. So you can see how you can build rapport with people over time by always like, man, I keep seeing Heather Ruggles. Like pretty soon, like everything I post, it's Heather Ruggles liking my stuff. Like she's one of my close inner circle. Boom. Like you went, that's what happens. You can go from here right in because someone is just with you. They see you. And in this day and age, that's how they see you. So you can build rapport and you can move in with somebody and all of a sudden be right there with them. If you stay consistent and systematic with this, you get in and out like a ninja, keep adding value, keep coming from contribution and making people feel good. It's pixie dust every single morning. You just got to make sure you do this. And pretty soon, like, you know, all of a sudden you're moving really close. And guess what? A magical thing starts happening. They start liking your stuff back.
We could go on and on and on about this. And I do remember, do you remember when I first met you over at the KW building and I had my bag, the Pimping Joy bag?
Yes.
And that is Pimping Joy. Like you.
That is
what it is. And you know.
That is Pimping Joy. You're just doing good stuff all day long. And it feels good and people will like you. I see one question. Erica, another really good question. What about pit bulls? And I think what you mean there is that controversial? I think so. I have nothing against pit bulls, but I do think it's controversial. And I think that if you put that out there, like why do it? Why even get close to that? Because there's a lot of people who say, okay, my pit bulls are awesome. So I want to stand for them. I want to exercise my freedom of speech. It's important in democracy to be, be real careful when you start making these justifications, because we can say that with anything. Like if people don't know the truth, I've got to share this conspiracy video because I'm doing my part as a system. People need to know, you know, you got to watch that kind of stuff because you can go that slippery slope, man. Next thing you know, you're alienating people. So pit bulls, I mean, I don't know. That's close. I mean, it's not quite politics, but I mean, there are enough people who think that they are menaces to society, I guess. Enough so that it's a thing. And if it's a thing,
can raise your homeowner's insurance. And again, if you weren't doing social media and this technology for your business, then by all means, talk all you want about pit bulls. But when you're talking about when this is your business, like you said, you have to stay so Switzerland, so neutral on everything except for your listing.
I agree. I have nothing against pit bulls. I think they're fine, exactly. Cute dogs. I've never been attacked by one. I'm not even frightened by one. But I don't think I would go out there. You know, into that place. You know, maybe give that dog back and buy like a Cocker Spaniel. Just kidding. Don't do that. Erica, joking. Enjoy your dog. But if that is your dog, but I would really steer clear and just be vanilla on that is the public arena. I mean, if you wouldn't put it on your website, don't put it on Facebook. You know what I mean? Like anything, like if you wouldn't put it on your, cause Facebook, I mean, more people are going to go to Facebook and see it than they are on your website. And so why are we putting it on Facebook? You know, like if you wouldn't put pictures of yourself with a red Solo cup in a bikini top hanging over a bunch of guys on your website, I probably wouldn't put it on Facebook. Just wouldn't do it. Because if I'm going to check out, I don't know, do I want to work with this realtor? Do I want to give this person a job? That's where I'm going first. I'm going to go check out your Facebook profile. And if you don't want me to see it, I wouldn't put it there.
So Brian, you have been an absolute wealth of information and I could talk to you for another 2 hours for sure.
Likewise.
A question though, for people that want to get in touch with you, that want to follow up and have questions. I know you have a coaching business and I'd like to give you an opportunity to give a little plug about how to get a hold of you and where you're at.
I just put in there things. I put in the notes, EisenhowerCoaching.com. That is our coaching website and you can go in there and basically get a free coaching consultation with any of our coaches. And I firmly recommend doing that. I mean, you're not taking advantage of anybody. Here, I'll put it in there. I'll put the link in there. You're not taking advantage of anybody. You can fill out the form, tell them what you're looking to do in your business and get a 30-minute phone call with one of our coaches and just use that, you know, and go with it. Or, you know, you might want to try coaching, you know, that's up to you. We've also got, if you go to, you know, the link's now in the comments, so you can click on that. It'll take you right to a little form you can fill out. We've also got a lot of online courses in there. We've got hundreds of online courses you can take right now if you're trying to learn a little bit and stay productive from home. We have the largest online real estate training library out there. And I think you'll see that really quick, almost everything we're talking about, and then quite a bit more. If you want to start taking some classes and things like that, you can check that out. Got a lot of free products. If nothing else, subscribe to our email newsletter because we're putting out new stuff every single week right now that I think you'll find useful if you get tied into our community. Or go to our Facebook group. That's the Real Estate Agent Roundtable. The Real Estate Agent Roundtable on Facebook. And we'll let you in there. And always to get plugged into our community. So thanks, Heather.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, Snap NHD appreciates you and we appreciate everybody that tuned in today and listened to this. And Brian's available on Facebook. His contact information's there. You can always message me as well. And that's it. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Heather. Thanks, guys.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Real Estate Trainer Podcast, sponsored by Eisenhower Coaching and Consulting. For more information about real estate coaching or to watch Brian's training videos, check out therealestatetrainer.com or find us on social media. And remember, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so you get the latest episodes as soon as they're available.